Maseches Erevin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah goes back to Erev Tchumim, using the Erev to set a dwelling place on Shabbos to get a Tchum of 2,000 Amos from his dwelling place. The Mishnah teaches that one has to be within 2,000 Amos of his dwelling place at the onset of Shabbos. Misha Hayab Mizrach, someone who is out in the east of his house, V'amar Labanoi, Erev Libamarav, and he told his son to go make an Erev Techumen for him to the west of the house. Or vice versa, if he was Bamarav, if he was to the west, V'amar Labanoi, Erev Libamizrav, and he told his son to go make the Erev to the east. Im Yesh Hemenu Labesei Alpayim Amos, if there are 2,000 Amos or less between him and his house, Ula Eruva Yeser Mekan, but to his Erev there's more than 2,000 Amos, then Mutter Labesei, he's permitted to use the Tchum of his house, that he's within 2,000 Amos at the onset of Shabbos, V'asr Le'eruvei, but he can't use the Tchum of his Erev, because he was not within 2,000 Amos of it at the onset of Shabbos. Or in the reverse case, if Le'eruvei Alpayim Amos, if he's within 2,000 Amos of his Erev, Labesei Yesim Rikan, but he's more than 2,000 Amos to his house, Asr Labesei, he cannot use the Tchum of his house, Umutr Le'eruva, he's permitted to use only the Tchum of his Erev, because that's the only thing he was within 2,000 Amos at the onset of Shabbos. The Mishnah continues now with another case. Someone that's in a city, the entire city area is considered his dwelling place, and it's considered like his four Amos, which is his living place. Someone who's putting an Erev Tchumen outside the city to extend that he should be able to walk further beyond the 2,000 Amos Tchum of the city, he should be able to walk further in one direction. Hanesin Ase Ruvai Be'ibur Shel Ir, someone who puts his Erev in a place that's an extension of the city. It's within a building that's within 70 and 2/3 Amos of the city. So it's still considered halachically within the confines of the city itself. Like Asav Aleikulam, he didn't accomplish anything. His Erev is still within what's considered halachically part of the city, and his dwelling place is still the entire city. Nasne chutz l'tchum, but once he puts it outside of the tchum of the city, afilo am achas, even if it's one ama outside the city's border, then mashenisker hu mafsid, whatever he benefits on one side, he's going to lose on the other side. So for example, the Rav gives an example, if he extends it 1,000 amas beyond the border of the city on one side, so he gains 1,000 Amos on that side. So he gets to go 2,000 Amos beyond his Erev Tchumim, which will give him a full 3,000 Amos in that direction. Yet, on the other side of the city, he's going to have to detract 1,000 Amos, that he'll only be able to travel 1,000 Amos in the opposite side of the city, in the opposite direction. This is clear that the distance of the actual city itself is not considered, it's not counted when detracting. When he adds 1,000 on one side, he subtracts on the other side. We're not counting the distance of the city itself, only the tchum beyond the other end of the city. And the Rav says this is only true if the entire city is within 2,000 amas of the Erev Tchumim that he has placed. But if the 2,000 Amos from the Erev Tchumim does not span the entire city, rather only part of the city, then he's going to be bound only to 2,000 Amos within the Erev Tchumim itself, and he'll be limited. He won't be able to travel through the whole city, only within 2,000 Amos of the Erev Tchumim, his new dwelling place for Shabbos. Mishnah Ches discusses a case of two different cities that are within 2,000 Amos of each other. There's a large city and a small city. And the beginning of the Mishnah starts off that the two cities are separate and the people dwelling in the cities are dwelling each in their own city without any Erev Tchumim. Anshei Ir Gedola, the people in the large city, Mahalchan is called Ir Katana, they can go and travel through the entire small city because the entire small city is within 2,000 Amos of the large city. But Anshe Ir Katana Mahalchan, Ein Anshe Ir Katana Mahalchan, as Kol Ir Gedola. But the people from the smaller city are not able to travel through the entire large city, only up until the 2,000 Amos limit from their city itself, which doesn't cover the large city that neighbors them. The Mishnah now shifts to another case, and it jumps right in, although it's missing a line. The Gemara fills in the line that the Mishnah is now discussing a case where people from each one of these cities put an Erev in the opposite city. Since the cities are within 2,000 amos of each other, they can set an Erev in the other city and they'll still be within 2,000 amos of it, even though they're not a local of that city when Shabbos sets. They're in the other city, but they're within 2,000 amos of where their Erev is, and they can get a dwelling place as a dwelling resident of the opposite city. And once they're dwelling in the opposite city, then the entire city is considered like their own Dalet Amos, their own personal space. Ketzad, how is this so? Mishaya bi'ir gedayla, someone who was dwelling in the larger city, v'nasana say ruve bi'ir katana, and he put his Erev in the smaller city. Or, bi'ir katana, he's dwelling in the smaller city, v'nasana say ruve bi'ir gedayla, he put his Erev tchumim in the larger city. Then, mahalach es kula, he can walk through the entire city, v'chutzala apayim ama, and also beyond it, 2,000 amas, he now can walk the entire city, both of the entire cities, and 2,000 amas beyond them. And the city that his Erev is in only counts as 4 amas in these 2,000 amas. And so when he's detracting from 2,000 amas past the large city, and the 2,000 amas encompasses the small city, he only counts the small city as 4 amas, which will allow him to extend even further beyond the other end of the small city. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein lo ela makam iruvei alpayim ama." If he does this, he only gets the space of 2,000 amos around his Erev. That the dwelling place of his Erev tchumim, according to Rabbi Kiva, will only give him just the spot of that Erev and 2,000 amos around it, and not the entire city that it's in. Only when you're residing in the actual city, then do you get the entire city to be your personal space. But when it's just your Erev that's residing in the city, not you, because he was in the other city, so then he only gets the Erev, not the entire city, where the Tanakhama held that when his Erev's in the other city, he gets to count the entire other city as his personal dwelling space.